First Reporter Levi Barnum. These are my guests.
Travis Green.
And Oliver Lesky.
And today they're going to tell you about Bryce Canyon and its gluts and glory. You're listening to the Expert Interviews podcast. Today my guests Travis and Oliver are joining me today to share things on Bryce Canyon. We're going to explore the hidden secrets and tales of this beautiful national park. First, we're going to dive into the amazing history of the park. The very beginning of the use of this vast landscape was way back in 1200 AD with the Paiute Indians. They used it for shelters, hunting, and to pass through. The land wasn't used again until 1928 when Ebenezer Bryce established it.
I have slept at the Ruby's Inn campground right down the road by the Ruby's Inn Hotel. The hotel has a great shop in the foyer and has many taxidermied animals. There is also a very big high school rodeo in Bryce Canyon right in town. You can walk or take a shuttle there. It costs about $20 to $30 a family, sadly not including drinks and food. Then after that night, you get to see these massive fireworks that take up the whole sky. Ebenezer's is a great restaurant to eat and get a show. Also, side-by-side or UTVs are rented to ride all over the place. My family did not rent one, but in Big Rock Candy Mountain, we did. Instead of engine power, we rode real horsepower, like horses. The horses were beautiful, and they were kind, too. You start out slow, and then the ride gets purer and purer by the second. We also learned that the red rocks on the mountainside were iron, and over time, the rust, and that's the powdery orange rock we see in the pictures. Well, enough of me talking. I'm going to hand the mic over to Levi, and he's going to share some of his experiences in the park.
I also went on a horse ride in the canyon. It was beautiful. There was also a tour on the more plainy part of Bryce Canyon with a vast range of wildlife like deer, rattlesnakes, and even wild cows. I never thought I would see wild cows, but I did.
The road trip seemed like it was long, but when we got there, it seemed like 30 minutes. Don't you agree?
Yeah, the road trip was cool. Like when we went through Iowa, we saw corn, and then we saw corn, and the really cool thing we saw was corn.
Then that little town in Illinois, I think it was Casey, but was. Colorado is one of the states where it goes from dry plains to lush mountains.
Right.
Yeah, they are pretty lush. What do you think about it, Oliver?
Yeah, I'd say so. We also went to Buffalo Farm. It was pretty awesome. We got some drinking and it was really good.
Well, what have you guys taken away from the experience?
On food, horseback riding, and things like that.
Cut.
This hike called Queen's Garden was recommended to me and my family, and it did not disappoint. The Queen's Garden Trail takes you up and down the canyon and between all the formations. We followed it around and came up through the Wall Street section, and it was well worth the effort. The one thing we learned was that Bryce Canyon is 9,000 feet above sea level, so catching your breath was a real thing. We just used an easy pace and took several breaks on the climb out of the canyon. Do it. You will not regret.
I almost forgot. The animals in Bryce Canyon are crazy. There are birds, snakes, and deer. It's also a really good, great spot for early risers who watch the sun come up.
There are some really great campground sites in Bryce Canyon, too. There are places for tents and RVs as well. Bryce Canyon Campground, the North and Sunset, are great campgrounds. The pool and river is beautiful, and the campground is clean. A must in today's world. We all love the mountain sunrise and sunsets. The people there are very down to earth and purely just kind. We got lost on the road, and these ranchers helped us fix the RV and get back on the road. We got into town and saw those cowboys at the rodeo. Oh man, I almost forgot. The rodeos are crazy. There's Mountain Dew and chili and all sorts of drinks and food. We even got some homegrown beef jerky. The types of plants there were cool, too. On the trail of the horse ride, there's a red flower that Native Americans crushed up and made like those pottery cave paintings. Isn't that cool, right?
Yeah, it is.
And that's a wrap of this episode of Expert Interviews. I'm your host, Levi Barnum.
I'm Travis Green.
And I'm Oliver Lesky.
Thank you, boys.